what it must be like to strap on a gun and put on a bed and become alive. Yeah, I used to work at the police academy. I was an instructor for many years. I remember on the first day when we'd get a new bunch of green recruits coming in the class, I'd stand there at the front door, and as each one walked in, I'd slap them across the face. I'd say, "Welcome to the police academy!" Yeah! Some of them I'd knee in the guts. Even the female officers weren't exempt. Some of them come through the door and say, "Now, Sergeant, you're not going to hit a woman, are you?" I'd say, "No, I'm not. Come here." I'd say, "Yeah, welcome to the academy!" I'd say, "Let me tell you scrouts something. One-third of you are not going to make it through this academy. An additional one-third will wash out when it comes to the street. So just because you have been hired by the police department does not entitle you to any respect from me. You won't get any respect from me until you are carrying a badge, until you pass your street qualifications, until then you're just another scrout. You hear me? Just another scrout!" Someone raised his hand. "Question, sir?" I said, "What is it, Rodriguez?" He said, "What's a scrout, sir?" I said, Scrout Tom, now shut up and sit down!" First lesson in this class, what we're gonna do is stand in front of this mirror with a pair of tweezers. And I want each one of you to pull a nose hair from your nose without blinking your eye. You hear me? I want each one of you to come up to this mirror here and pull out a nose hair without blinking your eye. Yeah. Connolly, that doesn't count there. No screaming allowed, for crying out loud. Pull the hair out, and this will help you develop a steely look that'll allow it. Watson, that's no good. Just concentrate. Just then I got interrupted there. Someone came to the door and said, "I'm Mr. Bradley from the Equal Opportunity Commission, and according to our statistics, your police department in the new recruit class, judging from the volume of the class, must have at least 13 minorities in it." I said, "Lieutenant, how many minorities we got in our new class?" He said, 15. I said, "Great, fire two of them." Now let's get down to business here. I have written two words on the blackboard, and this is how these two words should always be said at all times. Book 'em!